Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Truly be, truly. Right? I mean, not half-heartedly. Truly, truly be part of the conversation. It's really where we want you to be. Anyway, a lot coming up. A lot of crazy. You know, I don't want to sound like that other guy over there on Fox, right? Yeah, breaking news. Do you notice that he always has breaking news at the end of the day after you've heard about it all day long? And again, I know some of you love him. I'm not going to mock him too badly. But I was just thinking, I heard him earlier today, and I'm like, okay, this guy, it's always breaking news. Anyhow. Alfonso Reyes is going to join me in a few minutes, right after the break, and, you know, just love dealing with stuff with him. He's always got a different perspective on things. But I was looking through some of the crazy articles today, things that are going on all over the place. And, you know, you really think about what's happening and how this is heated up. And when I say heated up, I'm talking about when it comes to our kids, when it comes to education, when it comes to basic American standards especially. We've gotten to the point now where they all have to go. They have to be gone. Right? Really that simple. And the stuff that's being pushed on us, pushed down your throats, it's just amazing. And I'm starting to see, right, how the parents are really starting to look at things, seeing what's happening, right? Target, I mean, for instance, this is where money, this is where money comes in, right? Target, for instance, is now. It looks like their losses hit about $9 million amid this Prime merchandising. And it's not just, some of you maybe think it's just the LGBTQ side of the things or what have you. No, they hired a satanic clothes designer, to design LGBT clothes. I mean, hello? Anybody home? Anybody on that board have any kind of connection with reality in any way? Now, the shares slipped another 1.6% today. That means they've dropped over 12% since the furor erupted a week ago. Now, shares, let me see what the amounts to. Okay, it amounts to a little over $9 billion in market share. Shares have fallen for six consecutive days. The longest losing streak since December 2022, the worst six-day stretch since the 6 days ending May 25th. Now, when you look at it, again, for more than a decade, Target has offered us all these products and what have you. And for some odd reason, they decided to jump in. But they didn't just jump into the LGBTQIA+, right, to celebrate Pride Month. No, no. They did it front and center. You walk in the door, and it slaps you in the head. Sonya Schmidt's going to be on with me tomorrow night, and she went into a Target store today, took some pictures, and just was, like, floored by this, right? So, you know, adding fuel to this fire overall, right, they now brought in, like I said, this Satanist who actually designs clothing for the LGBTQ community. So they bring in a Satanist, and they throw the pride clothes right in front of your face when you walk in the door, and you're sitting there thinking to yourself, well, okay, who thought these were good ideas? You saw what happened to Bud, right? It just never, it really, truly never stops. And they're willing to take what they perceive, they're willing to take a beating over this, right, to be woke. Now, I'm hearing all kinds of reasons why they're doing this. They're doing this because, you know, some of these suppliers and others now have a certain rating that they have to hit. They have to be a woke company to a certain point or else what? What are you going to do to Target? What are you going to do to Anheuser-Busch if they don't, paint their cans with the rainbow flag? Truly, honestly, I would love to know. What kind of pain are you going to do to them? What kind of hurt are you going to put on them that they aren't getting now? What's funny is people are telling me that, you know, this is a Soros-backed company that is doing this, that is running the scoring on this, right? How much money does Soros? He could have $100 billion, $150 billion. Got $9 billion here, $11 billion there, $16 billion over there. I mean, how much money is he willing to risk on all of this? Maybe all of it. I don't know. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head over to joemessina.com, joemessina.com. Got a lot of stories up there. We got a lot happening at the web site, right? And, I want to get this out of the way so I don't bury it later and forget about it. MyPillow.com. Head over to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe. You'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%. That's right. You heard me. 30 to 70% on pillows, sheets, pillowcases, mattress, comforters, slippers. Yeah, slippers are really cool. I've got those. Anyway, head over there. Check it out. Joe Messina, your host. Alfonso Rachel joins us right after the break. You're listening to The Joe Messina Show.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. Part of the solution, actually. Because that truly and honestly, that's what you want to be. You want to make sure that you're not one of those guys that's spewing garbage. I have no other way to say it. Spewing garbage. Right? Based on the last tweet that you saw or think is correct or whatever, whatever, whatever. So you really want to make sure you're well-informed before you, and that's why I don't know why you're listening to me, because I don't have a clue most of the time, you know, I don't know what to tell you. But anyway, that's why I bring on people like Alphonse or Rachel, that we lovingly refer to as Zoe. Zoe is the host of the Zopian Den, the Zoloft, anti-fuddy-duddy Bible study, and yes, soon to be brought back to life, soulfoodradio.net, as soon as we get life out of the way. Anyway, how we doing, Zoe? Everything good?
Hanging in there, or get the world out of the way, man. The life, the Lord who is the life, that's what we need, man. We need to be in His way, on His way,
yeah.
How we want to put it, on that path. You know
we need
saying?
To be on, yes, we'd be working His way. How do you like that? Okay, we'll do that one.
Yes.
To keep
yes.
us both safe that way, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But yeah, no, listen, I got to tell you, though, I'm having a ball with a lot of the stuff that's going on around here, and you look at it, you're starting to see a rising up, if you would, of parents and others finally starting to go, wait a minute, what? Like, I don't know if you know the full story behind Target, but you heard about Target doing their June Pride thing where they're, right, the tuck-friendly swimsuits and and the comfort-binding chest binders and all that. Anyway, so they put that front and center in the store. It's kind of like when you first hit it. And you know how kids are. You got all this colorful stuff, and they're like, oh, hi, look at what that. Right? And then to the left, they have the boys, and to the right, they have all the girls' stuff. Well, apparently, they then went and hired a Satanist, a gay straight Satanist, to design clothing for the LGBTQ display. They have lost over $9 billion in market share in less than a week. So I'm like, okay, maybe people are paying attention. This is great. But, I mean, talk about adding insult to injury, talking about totally losing connection with the people. They're I got to hear this. Go.
It's like it's a satanic chick with a mustache, basically. it's this satanic tranny, man. And I caught wind of it, Joe. And there's a lot of implications here, man. Even like right, because we're outraged because I mean, this is Texas. We're in Texas, right? And in the city that we're in, and it's a pretty God fearing city. But I understand Target being a franchise and stuff like that. You know, they're gonna put it in their stores. But I'm hoping people are, because we certainly have something to say about it, that, that ain't going to fly here, man. That stuff's got to go. And it's a misleading thing, too, of the people who are – I think you're the only one that we've heard in media, Joe, basically touching on it the way that it is. They're not – Target's not they're not getting rid of the clothing. They're putting it in the back of the store.
Yep.
They're not putting it in the back of the store – to appease anybody, really. They're going to use this strategy against Christians, because the reason why they're moving this stuff is they're telling their employees and they're telling their LGBTQ whatever community that those Christians, us terrorists, for your safety, we are going to put this stuff in the back of the store. That's how they're playing it, Joe. They're not playing it like we're capitulating and trying to make the Christians happy. No, they're doing it they're going to play it like we're dangerous and we're going to harm them, and so they're doing it for their safety.
Oh yeah, no question about it. You're exactly right. I love the fact again that their stock is taking a nosedive, as we're saying to them, hey, you know what? Enough of this crap. This is craziness. I just want to go shop. I just want to go get my kids' clothing, and I'm not putting up with all this stuff that's going on there, right?
I know it looks good, Joe. I know the financial hit looks good, but one, the cultural damage is being done. And I know it seems like, you know, money talks in this situation. It seems like people
overall, it won't. I mean, $9 billion for them.
Yeah.
You and I losing a $5 bill walking down the street.
Thank you, man. Actually, man, I can use that $5. But people ask, the question is, why do they keep doing it if it's costing them money? Because, Joe, this is their religion, man.
It's
their religion. And in a religion, you got to make sacrifices. And if these people are willing to sacrifice babies and sacrifice their gender identity on all that sort of stuff, they'll sacrifice money, too. It's all they're doing it to appease their God, Satan, which this person is. I mean, they got clothing lines, Joe, that say things like have a guillotine on it. It's for kids, but a guillotine and it says homophobic headrest or something like that, right?
Oh, God. Can you imagine if we did that? I put up a picture, or actually I should say one of the staff I had at the time put up a picture of them walking Hillary Clinton up to the hangman's noose, right? Mm-hmm. Because of all our treasonous activity. Because what did we do to treasonous people? What did we do with traitors in the early days? They were hung about, what, 15 minutes after the trial? Because, you know, the judge had to go to the bathroom first and he'd get out there. right. Seriously, there was no 20,000 appeals spending $12 million later on to protect somebody. But, yeah. God bless. And I caught crap for that. You know, it's like, no, that's what you do to people who commit treason, period. Yes. Right?
That's it, man. That's it. And this stuff is, the satanic implications of it, that whole satanic headrest thing, you don't bear their stripes. You don't take the, if you don't kowtow to what it is that they believe, basically if you don't take the mark.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
No,
yeah, it's preluding that.
I agree. Look at, You know, yesterday was pro-life day on the show. I had had Abby Hoffman. Wow, Abby Johnson on on the in the first hour, you know, talking about her women's conference that she's having, and then I also had the director of a pregnancy center here in L.A. County, because California is trying to come against those pregnancy centers, calling them fake medical clinics and all this other stuff. You know, they're pro-life centers for what it's worth and what they're doing. Anyway, you know, this is exactly what we were talking about. We were talking about how blatant, you know, the satanic influence is when they went from we're killing, you know, we're not killing anything, we're simply removing a clump of cells, to yes, it's a woman's right to rip apart a baby in the womb just when it's ready to be born. They're in your face with no remorse. Now we have to go for commercial. I always start to go down the road these good things, and then that music gets in the way. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Mancini Show.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. President Biden is announcing his pick to be the next chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
General Charles Q. Brown, Jr. General Brown's a warrior.
While speaking from the White House Rose Garden, Biden said the Air Force's top officer will replace current chairman Mark Milley. Brown would become the first black Joint Chiefs chair in 30 years. A subscription that lets film fans see up to 30 movies in theaters each month is relaunching.
MoviePass is back under new ownership after going bankrupt in 2020. It will have a new pricing model, this time around with plans starting at $10 per month to see 1 to 3 movies and going up to $40 a month to see up to 30 movies. MoviePass says subscribers will be able to see movies at any theater that accepts MasterCard. The service's website lists over 4,000 participating locations around the country. I'm Dave Collins.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Carlos, we are back. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on GCN. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Alfonso Racial joins me, as he does every week. Always appreciate his time and his perspective with things. Zoe, always a pleasure to have you with me. And, you know, we were talking about the Target issue. You know, you look around, you got Bud. And a couple of other. Did you hear that they're running around buying back the expired beer?
I guess they have to. That's like sending yourself a Valentine's Day.
No kidding, right? Well, listen, if they're so into it, just drop it off at the gay and lesbian communities.
I mean, there you go.
Yeah, you know, make it a free gift, a donation. I'm sure it's tax deductible in some way, shape, manner, or form, right?
Yeah, that's brilliant.
I don't like the, I'm, you know, Italian. I don't like to waste anything. I just, you can always use something for something anyway. But you know, these big companies, you know, to your point, you're right. This is $9 billion for Target is not, closing down 27 stores kind of money, you know? And they moved this off to the back of the store. It's still going to be there. June is still Pride Month. You know, you're going to see all kinds of stuff. But again, I unlike you to a degree, I got a little bit of hope when I start seeing some of these groups, some of these moms groups we have here in California in North Hollywood, which you would think would be a little more sane than Hollywood. They are having, one of the elementary schools is having a June Pride assembly. So that, for them of you who may not know what that is, that's where they take the whole school, they shove them in a small, hot auditorium, and they're going to go through a whole bunch of things about gay pride and what it means to be gay and how to survive or deal in the LGBTQ community. And a majority of the parents are outraged, up in arms, and they're going to keep their kids home for the day.
Nice.
Right? So to your point earlier, though, my friend, this is happening more and more. And that, what it does is it takes money out of the pockets of the school. They actually get dinged because those kids aren't in school that day, so they don't get paid for that day, right? So now the California legislature, who are very wax friendly on pretty much every topic that you and I are opposed to, are talking about legislation that would actually pay schools whether the kids show up or not. It's a never-ending battle, buddy.
As if it isn't bad enough, they got tenure.
Right? It's like, okay, well, you don't have to chase those kids down, because that's what that was all about, is you weren't supposed to let the kids go for any period of time. You find out where they're at. You make sure they get an education. So now they're like, well, geez, if they want to protest, if the school's doing something wrong, they shouldn't suffer for that. Let's make sure they get their money. But again, I'm seeing more and more of this happen across the country from an education standpoint, where parents are trying to fight back. They are trying to take back these things. And I'm getting to the point now, being in it, if you don't take them over, you need to take your kids out. You need to pull your kids out of those schools. Yep. And you know what I'm saying? Right?
Yes. Yes. So. That's these indoctrination camps is where these kids are being emboldened, you know, and enabled to do these things. Yeah, it's going to get worse.
Oh, it is, definitely. You know, they are emboldened. They're just, they're just. I don't. In your face with this stuff. Look at everything from you know, these transgender surgeries to the abortions with 12-year-olds. All of that stuff. It is in your face. It's almost like they're saying, "Ha ha, you can't stop me."
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, just amazing. And you heard in Canada, check this out. A new survey shows in Canada the growing population, their support euthanizing the poor and the homeless.
Yeah. Yeah, that's we saw that coming. That's been kind of like on the rise for a while in Canada, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, the assisted suicides.
Yes.
Now
okay,
it's
yeah.
Now it's almost like a mandated euthanasia, because they're so poor, they're homeless, they have nobody who cares about them. Let's put them out of their misery. Doesn't that sound very heartwarming?
Oh yeah, totally. And that's the selling point too. And see, the thing is, I mean, at the end of the day, it's still a business, and the objective of a business is to grow. So naturally, assisted suicide and the option for suicide is going to be a growing thing. You know, it'll grow, whether it's they do it as assisted suicide or they make it a policy in government. Yeah, of course it's going to grow.
Yeah, I it's just amazing to me that the way these people think and how they do. Look, you want to talk about real poetic justice here? I don't know if you saw this, but the San Francisco mayor was giving a speech on crime and how they have to change things now. She kind of said, we've been doing the same things the same old way, and it's just not working out. They're losing tons of business, they don't care about the lives that were lost. They care about the tons of tax revenue that they're losing, right? So now she comes out and says, you know, we're going to put a stop to it. We're going to do A, B, C, and D. And what happens? All of a sudden, the crime activists start throwing stuff at her, start a little riot there at the press conference, and I'm saying to myself, gee, too bad you let all those cops go, huh? Come on, you just gotta giggle and say, did no one see that coming?
Yeah, yeah, and you know me, I'm a defund the police kind of guy.
Yes.
Starting with the unions.
Ooh.
That's really about as far as you need to go.
Yeah. Oh, God. I can't breathe sometimes. I read this stuff. I start laughing so hard. I don't know where to go with it. Because you say, this can't be true. Look, we're supposed to be like, now you know the Congress is screaming about holding SCOTUS accountable on ethics issues, right? Because they're going after Clarence Thomas. And they're screaming about all this stuff, and we know he's doing so. Now, remind you that the person that they're picking on with Clarence Thomas has no business in front of the court, just happens to be a millionaire that gives money to the Republican Party, not the Democrat Party. So they're making a big deal out of the fact that he has hooked rides with this guy, been to his house, that kind of stuff. But the Health Ethics Committee, after a two-year investigation in Eric Swalwell's affair with that Chinese spy, you know, remember Fang 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 Fang? Remember her?
You mean Yum Yum?
Yeah, Yum. Thanks for that. All right. with that lady, they say, well, you know what? There's no further action needed.
Yeah. And even, I think it was Biden also that's taking these vacations and whatnot. It's like, these people are allowed to do this stuff, but Clarence Thomas isn't? Man, talk about white privilege.
This ooh, black yeah, man there you can't go. I like that. Hey,
white privilege brought to you by the Democrat Party. They get to do it, you know, but Clarence Thomas, he's not allowed.
Yeah, you know, you just got my head swarming here thinking, you know, anytime you talk about a legislator, elected official, or somebody along those lines, and they happen to be black, if they're Democrat, then you're a racist for calling them out for whatever it is that they're doing, right? Mm-hmm. Here you have a black judge and black justice of the Supreme Court, and yet nobody seems to be racist for calling this out.
But we got to call it out. We're going to call it out, though, Joe. So when they have these, because, you know, a lot of conservatives dismiss it as it's not white privilege, it's Democrat privilege. They have black people who get away with doing this stuff, too. It's like they can only get away with it with the permission of their white superiors in the Democrat Party, the white elitists. They can only get away with it because of that. And number two, yeah, it's still white privilege because you know what? If the Democrats can call it white supremacy, if a dude from India drives a U-Haul truck into a fence. If they can call that white supremacy, then we can call what they're then we can call what they're doing white privilege.
Oh God, you're so right. I mean, that happened, and then I saw the headline go by, and I kind of shrugged it off like, "Nah, I just read it wrong." And I went back after the show yesterday, going, "Oh my God, this is definitely some kind of dementia."
Yeah,
right? It's got to be put in the annals of, American psychiatrics or something.
When the dude got on a truck, you thought it was Dinesh D'Souza, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, they all look the same to me, right? It's hilarious.
I'm telling.
What? Oh, God.
All those white supremacists look the same.
Exactly. That's what I mean, right? They actually... I would love to come up with something, because have you ever seen that picture with the nine Democrat ladies and nine Republican ladies, and it's like the nine Democrat women, they look miserable. They're all legislators. They just look like miserable and mean. And then you look over at the other side, and they're at least smiling. At least look like they're happy about something, you know?
That's because those nine Democrat women were really men and uncomfortable heels.
Oh, yeah. Okay, there you go. Write your cards and letters to Zoe. anyway. All right, we'll be back in a few minutes. Apparently, again, Chuck Schumer says Supreme Court showed their MAGA connection today through a 9-0 decision. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Joe. 855-732-5563. Let me just bring him on. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his time and his perspective with me. And, you know, Zoe, I got to tell you, it's not just the, what's the word I'm looking for here? It's not just the craziness of the demonic side of some of the, what they're doing to our kids and such. But, I mean, it's kind of like rolling out everywhere. Today, the SCOTUS announced that they ruled basically against the Environmental Protection Agency to their ability to regulate bodies of water, like little ponds on your property. Remember all that crap that they were going through and they were actually walking on the people's properties and saying you can't let your ducks go in that water because it somehow leads out to the ocean and might contaminate it or something, whatever. But then finally somebody, you know, sued the EPA and won. But it wasn't the normal 5-4 decision. It was 9-0. And SCOTUS said, hey, EPA, you don't have a right to do that on people's properties. You know, that's just not right. And Schumer comes out and he slammed the Supreme Court's ruling and saying that it's a MAGA court A 9-0 decision, MAGA court, three of those people you know hate Trump, okay? I tried to smoke like 2.5 pounds of dope today. I still couldn't come up with that conclusion, although the sky was bluer. But other than that, no, seriously. I mean, this is, they really believe if they keep saying things like this, if they keep calling everything MAGA, if they keep, every time there's something that's in the negative, they'll make this happen. You repeat this, they'll make it, right? Did God really tell you you couldn't touch that fruit?
Yeah, they're good at that, man. And as the word says, they are their father and devil, and the sins of their father they will do. And they frame things just like Satan did right from the beginning. He frames this saying a certain way, and it just throws people off. But yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not an environmentalist, man. I don't claim to be a science enthusiast, but kind of common sense tells me, like, you know, like, you can't water your lawn, you know. You got these people with these ugly lawns, man, with this brown grass because they're not allowed to water their lawns. And I'm like, it's actually a good thing that you water your lawn, man, because you don't want the water to just stay in those pipes, man. You want that water to be exposed, get out there, lawn, so it evaporates, man, and so it can turn into clouds. It can evaporate, turn into clouds, and then precipitate, man, so we can get some rainfall. We want that sort of stuff, don't we?
Wait a minute. You're suggesting that those people even understand how rain happens.
Yeah, I think they think it happens by, like, seeds. It's like, well, we need to seed the clouds. It's like, man, why don't you just let nature do its thing, man? You know, our plants need water. Let us water them. You know, so that's a good way to get water up in the sky, you know?
There was a young kid, they were talking about the ecosystem, and you know, we're running out of water, you know, and going, you realize that there's exactly the same amount of water on the planet today as there was during the floods. Okay, as there was when God created. And if you don't believe in God, you know, during the 6 billion years or how many ever years you think old the planet is, the water hasn't left the planet, unless it left on the shuttle or something, and they took some with them and let it go out in space. But
the whole thing is that they're, all this stuff that this left, the left does, try to contradict what the Lord has already said. The Lord says, look, man, I'm not going to flood the world anymore. And if I can't flood it, you most certainly can't flood it. But they're trying to say that the world's going to get flooded over again because of anthropological global warming. It's like, God's like, you're trying to make me out of a liar. Yeah, I see. You're trying to make me out of a liar.
Well,
yeah.
Listen, you're so right. And it's just so funny. It's like, okay, but all the ice is going to melt. Yeah, but what was that ice before?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't it? I mean, I barely made it out of high school. This is an easy one. What was the ice before?
Yeah.
My God, I can't stand it.
But in California, they complain about the drought, but they let all that, they won't allow the dams. They won't allow dams.
You're right.
They just let all that water just go right out to sea, man. It's like, and then they blame a drought or they blame a squandering water. It's like, wow, no.
Almost 80% of that water, of that rain, that historic 100-year rain, almost 80% of it went off into the ocean. Because all these years, they've never built the infrastructure to capture the water or to redirect it or send it, you know, in, to your point, into the basins, into the dams, and that kind of stuff.
Ridiculous.
You know? It is. I don't know if we did these last week, but I want to do a couple of really, some of the more funny stories, okay? Like, Biden is considering, now you should be upset about this, okay? I am sure this is aimed at your people. It shows you how racist we really are. Because Biden is considering banning chocolate milk from all grade schools. And, and also looking at maybe even taking on strawberry milk. I don't even know. I guess that would be the Native American people, because we used to refer to them as the Redskins, right? So there you go, strawberry and blacks. You guys are gone. That's it. You're done.
Wow. Is Biden afraid that white people are going to start looking at chocolate milk and looking at black people and say, we're going to eat you? Isn't what it's, I mean, chocolate, everybody loves chocolate. I don't know anybody who doesn't like chocolate. It's like, dude, don't take away the thing that people associate. Like, that's like a good thing that white people associate black people with, this chocolate.
Yeah.
You know, I remember when I was in grade school, man, we used to like, okay, well, it's time for them to bring milk. And we'd be like, man, everybody in the classroom, white, black, didn't matter. I hope they bring chocolate milk. I hope they're bringing chocolate, you know? Oh, my God.
But wait a minute. Here's the funny thing about this, okay? So they're concerned that there's too much sugar in these milks, right? So let's get past that for a second. Yet they're pushing Michelle Obama's orange juice, or her juice spread. Did you hear about this? And then they did a test on it, and it failed the basic health plan or the health levels that she put in place. All right? So it's like, wow. You guys really lend a whole new meaning to dementia, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah, they do, man. I mean, just fruit squeeze, man. Juice is, I mean, without the fiber that comes with it, man, is you basically just drink it straight sugar. Is and especially if it's concentrate or anything like that. Yeah, that's just sugar, folks. And, you know, I'm not even really a dairy fan. I like pizza. I love cheese and stuff like that. But I'm not a big dairy fan. Right. So I don't really have a dog in the hunt as far as, you know, milk goes. You know, I kind of just, you know, when I was a kid, it was one thing. But now I'm older, and it's like, I don't really care for it. But, I mean, but milk itself is probably, even as pasteurized as it is, probably going to be better for the kids than the fruit juice. The basically fruit-flavored sugar water that they're gonna give them kids.
So, this is why I love this stuff. So you know this, there's a big push on to stop fat shaming, right? You and I have done a dozen stories around that. And, you know, it hurts their self-esteem, and you really shouldn't call somebody fat, or you shouldn't tell somebody they look like they put on weight, or whatever. I mean, because, you know, you and I walk around all day long, and you see somebody go, hey, you look a little fat over there, right? You don't even know who they are. We don't do that, okay? Usually it's somebody you care about, you love, a sister, or what have you. We say, you know, hey, are you okay? Is everything okay in your life? I mean, you're looking a little unhealthy there, or whatever, right? They get on our case for doing that. We should never tell somebody that, you know, food is bad for them or anything about their weight. But now the USDA is considering putting out warnings to schools about how to combat childhood obesity. Well, if you're obese, aren't you fat? Come on. I just want to know who's sitting around these rooms, you know. Yeah, whatever. I don't even know where to go with this. It's just hilarious.
Well, not only if a person is obese, I guess they're trying to be black, and you can't say obese because then if you do say obese, then you're being racist. You know, so it's like the associations that they make.
Who's that?
But,
Lizzo?
Right, Lizzo, right?
Did you? Don't say it. I can see it on your lips.
All right, I won't. But you know. You know, the thing is, yes, you're right. If a person, if they have like a certain like lifestyle and stuff like that, and you know them for certain, looking a certain way, and they start putting on weight, then yeah. But other than that, when a person is like, you know, if they're overweight or anything like that, yeah, they know.
Oh, yeah.
they know it. You don't have to like be like bringing it up. And if they ever express that they have an issue, I was like, look, man, I'm trying to lose weight. If they make it known to you, then from there, the dialogue is open. You can go ahead and talk about it. You know, say, okay, we'll see. We can go ahead and talk about, you know, nutrition, exercise, diet, whatever. You know, yeah. if they bring it to your attention. But it's like, you not necessarily have to bring it to theirs. They already know. If they want you to comment on it, they'll let you know.
Well, listen, Amy, I saw that Liz, there was a little short story on her where she's touching herself and talking about how voluptuous she is and loves her curves and stuff like that. You know, if she keeps going, she's going to have one big round curve and that'll be it. But
when I think about you,
stop it. You're killing me. All right, wait a minute. We've now eaten up all this time. Tell people where they can find you, get some of that great music of yours, and listen to your, you know, anti-funny duddy Bible study, the Zoloft and Zopian Den.
Thanks, man. And admittedly, Lizzo says sing better than that. But I'm at Bronze Serpent Media, and you won't get no self-touching music over at my
Jesus. All right. So, he will be fully dressed. I've seen the video, so we're all good. All right, people, you're stuck with me for the next hour. Let's have a lot of fun. I got a lot I want to talk about. Be back in a few minutes. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.